Chapter 17. All is known, follow me. They have not taken up residence upon the earth, and are free of all bounds and bonds of earth come to work with you who are bounded by earth. My ones are bound by no law save that of creation and of love, which motivates their every act. They know the earth, all the systems of earth, man and animal, plants, yea, even unto the thoughts of each and every one. Above all those things which you cannot comprehend, are they filled with knowledge. Every living thing is known well. The composition of all things are known. I say, there are not any secrets, for they have learned their part. They are learned in the schools far beyond man's ability to know. And no man shall put them to shame, and no man can prevail against them, for they come as ones from within the oneness of creation creator. Precious little ones, I tell you truth. These ones are by far thy superiors. Think not that you are wise, man of earth. You are lower than the angels. You have as yet not seen that which ye shall become, for you are within a low grade, and I say unto you, come forth, and you move not, you remain in apathy. I stand ready to assist you when you pick up your feet and reach out your hand that I might touch it. Be not deceived in this dash. Try me. Pick up your feet, seek me out, look unto me, ask of me, be as one selfless, and I shall walk with you all the way and carry you if need be. I do not, however, give myself unto the unjust and imprudent. I bow down unto the just and prudent who act and seek in selflessness. I heal those who seek and ask in truth and selflessness. I will not go into the den of the dragon, yet I will go down into the bottomless pit to find the just and the humble. I bow down unto the ones which give themselves that others might be lifted up. I give not to the braggart nor the bigot, for they find their reward in the plaudits of men. They find their reward in man's flattery. I watch about your place, and I see not that it has profited them. I say unto them, you fools, what has it profited you? I am come that you are not deceived of men, for their flattery is likened unto the tack in your shoe, which will eat away at your flesh until it becomes infected and cripples you. And yet you all bend before the flattery and even unto the most simple homage. You cannot seem to be satisfied with the homage of God or my bended knee unto you. So be it. Blessed are they which shun man's flattery and find their reward in selfless service, asking not of man. I say, come follow me, and I shall show you many things which you have not seen nor even dreamed. I promise you not fortune nor fame, for you will have no need of such. I promise you freedom, even as I am free. Think you that I am an impostor, asking of you favor? I say unto you, I bow down myself that you be lifted up. So be it that you shall give unto me credit for being that which I am, and I shall show unto you that which you have not seen or known. I promise you no miracles. I promise you eternal freedom, and this is what shall profit you, for all else follows.